Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And he looked at everything he made and said, "Behold, it is good." Everybody say, "Good." How many believe Adam had a squint in one eye? One leg about 3 inches shorter than the other. One kidney was deformed. Blood disease. One bad ear. One crossed eye. Huh? Are you sure? Huh? Why are you so sure? Two things we've already said. He made him in his own image. Right? Yeah. And we know that everything he made, he pronounced it himself, was very good. Can you look at deformity and go, "Behold, it is very good"? No. Can you look at cancer and go, "Behold, it is very good"? No. Can you look at AIDS or any of those things and go, "Behold, it is very..." No. Why? Because sickness and disease and deformity was not a part of God's original creation. It came later by one man's sin, right? Death came into the world. Destruction. So this later development is not an improvement on God's creation. You see sickness and disease and debility and deformity twist people's bodies and change their countenance and contort them to the point they barely resemble the image of God anymore. How could God be pleased with something that takes His masterpiece and distorts it until it barely resembles Him? I know when I was in healing school years ago, we had some babies in there. One of them had this terrible disease, growths all over its body. It just cried in pain night and day. And the parents were just so distraught, they would have, in a moment, given their life to stop this. And here's this little babe in this torment and pain. And I remember one day after that, I went to my office and I sat down and I put my hands kind of firmly on the desk. I said, "Devil, you have made yourself a lifelong enemy. Anybody that do this, long as I draw a breath, I will resist you. I'll preach the truth." Amen? We will use every mighty weapon that God has given us at our disposal. And we will do the works of Jesus, which is to destroy, eliminate your works. How did He do it? Went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Fed the hungry, delivered the oppressed. Oh, preach the good news to the poor. What is good news to the poor? Ain't got to be poor no more. Huh? That's good news to a poor man. What's good news to the blind man? You can see. Good news to the man told he's got to die. You can live. Huh? Is the gospel good news? Is the good news for every level of life? Is there good news for the spirit and the soul, the mind, the emotions, the body, the finances, the family? Has God covered it all? When He said, "It is finished," did He leave anything out?
No.
I think not. I believe we are complete in Him. Amen. Do you know the work of the devil when you see it? Do you know the work of God when you see it?
Yes.
Praise God. In this passage again, back up, let me say this about this. John 9, niner, as Pilate said. He said, "Who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus said, neither one. "But that the works of God should be made manifest in him, I must work the works of him that sent me." Why did he say they hadn't sinned when we know those three adults had sinned? When you don't know, where there is no law, He said, if I hadn't come and told them these things, they wouldn't have sin. Skip down to the very end of the chapter. He said, I'm come into the world that they which see not might see, that they which see might be made blind. Some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words. They said, are we blind too? He said, if you were blind, what? You would have no... What did he say about these people? Not their sin. Yeah, but you know they've missed it. And you know there's a reason why this happened. But when you're blind, when you don't see it, you're not held accountable for it. Did you hear me? You may have to meditate on this a while. But when you don't see it, God holds you accountable only for the light you have. Now, if you're ignorant of the law of gravity and you walk off the house, top of the house, what will happen to you? If you're white, black, Asian, Native American, old, young, educated, uneducated, rich, poor, everybody, walk off the top of the house, you go down. And if it's a five-story house, you go down a long ways and you hit hard. Well, you couldn't say you were a bad man. If you really were ignorant of the law of gravity, it was possible you'd been living on some other planet or something and you didn't know about the law of gravity. You really were ignorant. You didn't know about the law of gravity, but are you hurt anyway? Yeah. Ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance can get you hurt. Whether it was grandpa or great-grandpa or whoever, not knowing God, not serving God, affects you, affects your kids, affects your life. Did you hear me? But you don't look at somebody and say, well, you got sin in your life. That's why you got that. No, not necessarily. Did you hear me? You wouldn't have that if it wasn't for sin. No, hold up. Jesus said no. In this case, no. Now, if you look at the other one back in John 5, we won't take time to turn there. We're going to study that later. And you remember the man that Jesus healed, and then he caught him later and said, now go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come on you. In his case, it was his sin that opened the door to that physical problem. But in this case, no, it was not their sin that opened the door for this. Why? Blindness. Ignorance. Didn't know. They didn't realize they had a healing covenant with God. I don't know what their parents knew or what their grandparents or great-grandparents knew. But how many know that right now, if the Lord tarries is coming for a while, you can set some things up for your kids and your grandkids and your great-grandkids. Amen? By what? By walking in the light that you have. Can you say amen? Walking in the light that you have. And he looked at his students who had got theological on him today. And another way of saying this is, hey, neither one. Get off of that. This is an opportunity for the works of God. Well, why are they that way? Let's don't camp on that. Let's get them healed.
Come on.
Amen. You know, why is all this? Well, there's reasons why, but theologians are content to debate something all night and day and walk off and leave the person just like they are. Well, not Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus said, nah, which one? Neither one. End of story. Let's get the works of God. Here's an opportunity. Is God in sin? No, but a person in sin is an opportunity for the work of God to be manifested in them being born again and cleaned up and saved. Is sickness the work of God? No, but it's an opportunity. I said it's an opportunity. It's an occasion, an opportunity for God's work to be manifested in them being healed and set free. Amen? Everybody say occasion. Opportunity for the work of God to be manifested. Hallelujah. He spit on the ground, made clay, put it on that man's eyes, and he did so that man could feel this. You know, you need points of contact. He could feel this, and he said, now you go to this pool and you wash it. Now here's a man, his parents were blind spiritually. He was blind spiritually and physically. But the Lord gave him some light. Wasn't a big theological thing. It is go wash. How do you come out of blindness? How do you come out of poverty? How do you come out of all kind of disaster? Even something that's plagued your family for generations. How can you get out of it? You listen to Jesus. And he'll tell you something. And it'll seem like it's too simple. It'll seem like, well, why, you know, got mud in my eye. Go wash it off. Yeah, I guess so. Wash it off. Well, you put it there. You can be sarcastic. You can get analytical. You can try to reason. But hey, the smart man will go, yes, sir. Somebody get me to the pool of Siloam. Where is that pool? And you don't make substitutes and you don't make excuses. You get yourself to the pool. He sent you to. Amen. Now you may think I'm just a preaching tonight, but I'm telling you, there's a word of the Lord for everybody in every situation. It is light from heaven. It's not complicated. It's not hard to do. He'll tell you, go do this thing. Go over that church. Get in that meeting. Go over here and do what I tell you. Sit down and read this chapter and start saying this over yourself. And it may seem, well, why do that? What good is that? Go, just do what he said. You got light now, walk in it. But see, him that knows to do good and does it not, to him it is sin. You get the light and you don't walk in it, you're not going to get the results. But if we had another month, why folk don't get results? They get light and they don't walk in it. So they stay right where they are in confusion. But the Lord says, rise up, go to that pool. Thank God this is why the man's in the book. How many believe it happened just like that? Tradition tells us he found somebody, well, he's blind, to lead him to the pool. A little boy led him. They could have stopped at this house and washed in the sink, but that wouldn't have been what he said. They could have stopped at this first fountain. He said, no, he said the pool of Siloam. So there they go. There they go. There they go. Finally, he said, this is it. This is it. Says Siloam right there. And so he washed. How many believe God can do something that medical science can't do? Somebody born without something. Huh? And how quick opened his eyes. For the first time, he's an adult man. For the first time in all these years, he can see. Lift up your hand and say, I believe in healing. I believe in miracles. I believe in a God of light who gives light. Stand up on your feet.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Man Born Blind, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R919. That's R919, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.